Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
So we have two questions today, one involving an employee having to deliver bad news and to a more senior employee, and the other about feeling restless on a job. And it's interesting because these questions are early career people, but these dilemmas really come up at any point in any career.
Yeah, especially the challenge of delivering bad news. I think that's something we can all grapple with at different points.
And feeling restless in your job. We can all relate to that too.
Yes, yeah.
So Logan, what's our first question?
I have my first big job out of college at a major tech company. I really like the job, but I find myself in an awkward situation. The head of my division assigned me to work on a special project. He also asked a more senior staff member to work on the special project with me. Weeks passed, and it became obvious that the senior employee didn't understand her part.
Uh-oh.
Everything she submitted was wrong, and she didn't seem able to incorporate the feedback I gave her. Last week, I had to present her work to the division head. He commended me for trying to manage this person, but said we need to put the project on hold. He also told me to tell her that we are taking her off the project. Mm. How do I, junior employee, deliver this message to her?
My palms are sweating just listening to this story.
Yeah, this requires wine. Definitely.
First step.
Or a little ganja, whichever you prefer.
Glass of wine.
Wow, Catherine, did you hear what she just said? Wow.
I did.
Wow,
my office.
Yeah. I'm not going to ignore that one. Well, I think, you know, after you calm down from this, this is going to happen repeatedly in your career. So you have to handle this very politely and very professionally.
Uh-huh.
And he gave you the out by saying it's being put on hold.
The project's being put on
hold. Yeah, I think that's what you tell her. You just simply say the project's been on hold and then very politely say, thank you so much for all of your input.
Uh-huh.
Because you never know when you're going to have to work with her again.
Well, that is it. Exactly. And also, it sounds like she's fairly clueless, honestly, because it says after weeks of giving her feedback, none of which she was able to incorporate. So I think if you said to this person, we're taking you off the project, that it probably the reasons for that would not synapse well for her.
Yeah, I'm not so willing to make judgments about her. That's very judgmental, wasn't it? You don't really know what's going on in her world. We don't know what her...
That's
you know,
true.
Maybe
that's
this true. This project could was be... never really the right
one
for her.
She didn't want to do it. Yeah.
Right. Or maybe she just has so much on her plate. She's overwhelmed. And this is really, a gnat on her head. You know, she doesn't want it. So we don't really know what happened. But his role, I think it's a guy, is to be politically correct.
Yes.
And, you know, and very polite.
Not burn any bridges.
Right. And she may say, once he says, you know, it's on hold, she may start asking him questions. Well, what do you mean it's on hold? What happens? Did they not like my work? I mean, she might. And I think he just has to say, you know, that's all I know. It's been put on hold.
Yeah.
And thank you so much for working with me. That's it. Beginning and end. That's your mantra.
That's short and
you have
sweet
nothing
and
else to say.
Plead the fifth.
There's nothing.
So you're
more
saying keep it simple.
Right.
And just stick with the facts. It's been put on hold and we won't be needing your services at this point since it's not happening.
Right. It's on hold. So thank you so much for your work. That's it. That sums it up.
Looking forward to the next project that we work
on
together.
I would not say that. Why? It's a simple statement. That's
sabotage.
Because I think it's so easy to put your foot in your mouth now.
Yeah.
Like you could, because you're feeling all kinds of feelings internally about what could happen, what she could say. So this is where you can get into danger. Simple, professional, polite. That's it. It's over.
Right. Well, I also want to say that sometimes you may feel as if, for example, the head of this division says, tell her that we're taking her off the project. You may feel as if you're being told that you need to deliver more bad news than is actually necessary.
Right. Mm-hmm. So in other words, he's saying the project may come back, but it won't come back with her. Right. Yeah, I don't think the both messages have to be delivered. I just think it's been put on hold. Thank you for your work. If it comes back, she may never know. We'll deal with that when we get there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's, I don't think that's correct for somebody to put a younger employee in a position.
I was just going
to
say, does this happen often where
no.
a senior will tell a
you
younger
think it does?
I think
a younger person to do.
Well, there are quite a few, and I don't think in this case necessarily at all, but there are quite, we've worked, Kathy, with quite a few bosses who would prefer never to give bad news and will ask other people to do it on their behalf.
Of firing?
Of taking someone off of something, sure. Of delivering bad news.
If that, you know, I would question if you want to work for that kind of person.
Right.
Like, what's up with that person?
Yeah.
Right.
That's really...
This is a whole other... That opens a whole other, you know,
yeah,
question within
corner.
Itself. Do I want to work...
Right, for somebody
for someone
that can't
that
handle the tough stuff that, you know, this this person is not in a position to be doing that.
Right.
Or it could also be a test. I mean, they gave him the special project to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
A test of?
Of his abilities, of his capabilities, if, if he's... Mm-hmm.
I think that by being very polite and not escalating it is really...
Right, especially as a junior person, you're trying to adapt. You want to be a positive presence to everyone on the team. So keep it simple.
Yeah, keep it really simple. but you know, just the whole question of having to deliver tough news, whether you're younger or older, whatever it is, it's always a tough one, how to actually say it and not burn a bridge. You know, not piss somebody off. So... Okay, we're going to just take a quick commercial break and be right back.
Ever feel like you or your company could use a 20-minute therapy session? Well, K-Squared has your back. Simply download a K-Talk, plug in those ear pods, or gather a group of your coworkers and feel better instantly. Well, almost. Each K-Talk covers a specific topic and costs a fraction of what a traditional therapy session would. Feeling stressed by your workload? There's a K-Talk for that. Working with someone who's done you wrong? There's a K-Talk for that. Can't ask for a raise, need a vacation, hate your boss? K-Talk, K-Talk, K-Talk. Just go to ksquaredenterprises.com and purchase the K-Talk that fits your situation. Now back to our show.
All right, Logan, what's our second question?
I've been working at a PR agency for a year and a half as an account associate. I know my job really well, and I'm feeling a little bored. I know how to handle the clients, and I still like the subject matter, but nothing I'm doing excites me. I don't feel challenged. What should I do?
Interesting. I mean, there could be two things going on here. One is either the work is no longer of interest to you.
Uh-huh.
It may be that you learned enough to know that this is not the right career path, or you need a bigger challenge.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what it is. So what you might want to do, you might be ready for a promotion. You may have tapped out the level you're at. So what you want to do is just go ask for a bigger project or a bigger challenge. You know, reach out and try to grab something that would not normally fall on your plate.
I was thinking a similar thing. I was also thinking that you may want to broaden your general networking circle just to see what other opportunities may lie out there. And I think it is very common after a year and a half, as you say, she's saying that I still like the subject matter, but it could be that the activities that she wants to do, if it is, I'm assuming it's a she, but are changing or need to change. And so just to broaden your circle and see where the trends are in your area and see if there's something that really catches your attention could be part of going for that promotion.
Yeah, I think, you know, this question always reminds me that when are you ready for a promotion? You know, you may be working at a company that doesn't have a slot available for you, but you might be ready for the next challenge.
Yeah.
How do you know? And I think boredom is definitely one of the key indicators.
Absolutely.
And that you don't feel challenged, that's another key indicator that you're ready for the next challenge, whether it's at that company or another company. But I think sometimes when we get cozy, we get comfortable. Okay, I know this job now. It's a year and a half. I know the job.
Yeah.
And we get comfortable. That's not always a good sign.
Right.
Because you do, this is your career. This isn't your, you know, relationship at home. You know, you don't have to get cozy. You want to be able to recognize, okay, I'm ready for the next the next big challenge.
Yeah, so use the boredom as a positive indicator that you're ready for growth.
I once had a therapist, maybe you'll relate to this. This was many years ago, who told me that boredom was fear.
Oh.
Have you never heard that?
Depends on the situation, I would say, actually. But yeah, I've heard that when someone says they're feeling bored, that underneath that can be anxiety or can be a fear of taking real action. Yes.
Yeah.
Or sometimes it can be depression underneath the boredom.
Yeah.
So there.
All right. We don't have to go.
we don't have time for that.
But if you're feeling bored and you're feeling there's no challenge, and they're not coming to you, no one can read that. I mean, sometimes bosses can. A lot of times they can't. You have to go out and see.
Well, I think the internal part of this is saying, okay, if I'm feeling bored, I need to take responsibility for what it's going to take to change that feeling inside of me, right? So is it that I need to go in a completely different direction? Do I need to take an art class outside of work? Do I need to increase my skills or my visibility? What's going to get that going for me? Take responsibility and then take the actions.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I think that's it. Unless there's anything else you want to bring up, maybe that she should smoke ganja also. Maybe she'll have an insight.
She'll have an epiphany.
No, actually, what I'd like to say to her is that where you are is very common as well. And we were saying about this previous thing, delivering bad news, you know, feeling restless or bored. You could be in a job. You could be in a high position in a job of a mature career and suddenly hit that place. Mm-hmm. And so it is a challenge that we all deal with and that it takes some internal work to find the answers to.
Well, and also you have to be careful because some people are just on a fast track and they just want things to come really, really quickly. But you should have to check in and make sure that you really do have all the skills and all the finesse to actually take on the next challenge. Like there may be more challenges at that present job that you don't know, So you want to check in and always ask whether a mentor or a boss, somebody who can give you that feedback to say, if I feel I'm ready for promotion, do you?
That's so interesting you say that, Kathy, because I was thinking that if I were in this person's shoes, I would like to have a mentor, someone who has some experience who I could tell the whole story to and get a better perspective on, you know, what my next steps may be.
And they always say that if you want a bigger challenge, act as if, you know, go take it, whether you do it outside of the company or you do it in the company. But just don't assume you're going to get a promotion. Actually act as if you had the promotion.
Yes.
And start doing more for the company that is out of your job description.
And actually, if I may be so bold, I did this once.
When
I was a recruiter for the Peace Corps, after 2 years, I was bored silly. And so I created a position that was of a regional nature where I got to interact with all the other recruitment offices and serve as sort of a diplomat for our region. And it was very interesting. For the next 9 months or so, I was highly entertained.
And that's the key. If you don't smoke ganja, entertain yourself.
And my boss loved it because it was something that really served the whole agency.
Right. So, that's being very... I don't want to say aggressive, but it's being very assertive.
Just taking initiative.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's very valuable to any organization.
Yeah, seeing a problem that could be solved that you may be interested in solving and offering to do it by virtue of creating a job description.
Right.
There's a little homework assignment.
All right. Well, that's it for this show.
Yeah, and if you have any advice about delivering tough messages or dealing with restlessness on the job, please tweet us at AskK2. And join us next time for another My Crazy Office podcast. Review us on iTunes. And don't forget to send your questions to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.